弟兄姊妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
有的人还没有醒啊。
Some of you are still not awake.
感谢主，我们能够再一次，在这一个岁末年初的交接的时候，我们又能够一起聚集在主的面前。
Thank the Lord once again that during this end of year and beginning of the new year, this time that we can get together in the Lord.
我们可以一起等候在主的面前来寻求他的面，我们盼望主这一次在我们中间能够把他心中的感觉啊，能够在这个时代向我们启示。
That together we can wait upon the Lord and we wait for the Lord to reveal to us the heart feeling, the heart desire of our Lord and reveal it to us.
我们这个特会的有一个特点。
There is a special feature of our conference.
跟西安特会不一样的地方。
The difference between this conference and the WCCC.
就我所知，就是我们讲员们没有一个大会给的一个大的主题。
Based on what I know, that is that in this conference, the speakers are not given a theme like WCCC.
我们每个讲员自己到主面前去等候。
Each speaker would wait upon the Lord himself.
所以我不知道 Dana 要讲什么，他也不知道我要讲什么。
So I don't know what Brother Dana is going to talk about, and he doesn't know what I'm talking about.
你知道昨天晚上才有一点消息。
Up until last night, we get some message.
意思是说，我们真是需要在神的面前，我们来等候主，盼望主给我们一个重的感觉，让我们知道在这一个时候，主想要把他的心意告诉我们。
That is to say that we really need to wait upon the Lord so that to have this heavy feeling, this burden, and realize what the Lord, how he reveals his heart and what he wants us to talk about.
我们一起来读几处的圣经。
Let's turn to a few places in the Bible.
请我们打开马太福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel according to Matthew.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
马太福音第二章。
Matthew 2.
第一节
Verse 1
我们要念到第三节
We'll read up to verse 3
当希律王的时候耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷说那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里我们在东方看见他的心特来拜他希律王听见了就心里不安耶路撒冷合成的人也都不安
Matthew chapter 2 verse 1 Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king Behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem saying Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him And when Herod the king heard it he was troubled and awed Jerusalem with him
然后我们到第三章第一节。
And then we come to chapter 3, verse 1.
我们也是一样念头三节。
Well, in the same way, we'll read the first three verses.
那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道，说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”这人就是先知以赛亚所说的。他说：“在旷野有人声喊着说。”预备主的道，修直他的路。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 1 Now in those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is the one referred to by Isaiah the prophet, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make ready the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.
然后第七节。
And then verse 7.
我们念到第十二节。
We'll read through verse 12.
我念这个单数节，我们姐妹用英文念双数节，我们两个轮流读。
Okay, we'll take turns in reading one verse each.
第七节，约翰看见许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来受洗，就对他们说：“毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？”
Verse 8, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance.
不要自己心里说有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗， 我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。
Verse 10, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire.
我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改。但乃在我以后来的，他能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋解也不配。他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
Verse 12, whose fan is this? Is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
好，然后我们到第四章。
And then we turn to chapter 4.
我们念第十四节到十七节。
We start reading from verse 14 through verse 17.
这要应验先知以赛亚的话说。
Verse 15, the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtalim, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles.
那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。
Verse 17, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
然后我们到第十章。
And then we turn to chapter 10.
第五节到第七节。
Verses 5 through 7.
耶稣差遣这十二个人去，吩咐他们说，外邦人的路你们不要走，撒玛利亚人的城你们不要进。
Verse 6, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
随走随传说天国近了。然后我们到二十四章。
And we go to chapter 24.
二十四章。
Chapter 24.
我们要念一节，就是十四节。
We'll read just one verse 14.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall come the end.
好，我们圣经就读这么多。
We'll conclude our scripture reading for now.
我们有一点祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
恩主，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Gracious Lord, we truly thank you and praise you.
你是我们每一个人的救主。
You are our savior for each one of us.
你也是你自己教会的元首。
You are also the head of our church.
你对我们每一个人都有一个美好的旨意。
You have a will upon each one of us.
要把我们放在你自己的国度里头。
You're going to place us into your own kingdom.
做你君尊的祭司
to be a royal priesthood,
侍奉你永永永远 到永远
to serve you forever and ever.
这是何等的呼召
What a calling this is.
主，但是我们在地上我们发现我们常常失职
Lord, a lot of times on earth we feel that we are shortchanging you.
我们没有来好好的在你的家中忠心的侍奉你
We did not fulfill this ministry faithfully.
你在这个时代快要结束的时候，你正在震动地，你也在震动天。
As we come to the end of this time, this age, that you are shaking this earth and you also shake the heaven.
你要对我们说重要的话。
You are going to speak important words to us.
你要把你自己的旨意能够真实的、完整的实行在这个地上。
You're going to perform your will truly, truthfully, and completely on this earth.
虽然我们常常不够忠心。
A lot of times we're not faithful enough.
我们小信。
We are of little faith.
但是你是永远是可信的。
And yet you are the eternal faithful one.
你说过的话，你必要成就。
What you have spoken, you will accomplish.
主，我们只有在你面前，一面为你的信实感谢赞美你。
Lord, on the one hand, we have to thank you and praise you for your faithfulness.
一面为我们自己的小信与不信，我们向你悔改。
On the other hand, we repent for our own little faith or unbelieving.
愿意在这一次这个 年终的冬令会里头，我们向你迫切的祷告。
May we pray earnestly in this conference at the end of the year.
求你把悔改的灵赏给我们。
May you give us the spirit of repentance.
你也把一个更新的灵赐下来。
And also give us this renewing spirit.
让我们在面对新的一年。
So as we face this new year.
求神来更新你的教会。
May God renew your church.
改变我们每一个基督徒软弱的灵性光景。
Change our state of feeble and weakness of the spirit of our as Christians.
借着你的仆人所传的道
through the word that preached through your servants,
你的道是灵是生命
your word is the spirit is life,
要改变我们那一个荒凉的光景
it will change our desolate situation,
求你听我们大家同心合意的祷告
may you listen to our prayer in one accord,
用你的圣灵膏抹说话的翻译的每一个听话的
May your Holy Spirit anoint the one who speaks, the one who translates, and the ones who listen.
我们把荣耀感谢都归给你。
We give you all the glory and praises and thanksgiving.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的尊名。
In the precious and honorable name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
这次大会给我四次传讲话语。
This time I was given four slots, four times to preach.
这四个信息围绕在一个题目上。
These four messages will surround one theme.
就是我们刚刚读了好多处圣经的共同的几个语句。
That's the common phrases that are from all the passages we read earlier.
猜得出来吗？
Can you guess what it is?
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
这是我这四个信息的共同的主题。
This is the common theme for all my messages this time.
今天早上我第一个信息呢
This morning, the first message.
我要讲改变时代的信息。
I'm going to talk about an epoch-changing message.
当年圣灵安排这个新约圣经二十七卷书的时候
When the Holy Spirit was arranging for the 27 books in the New Testament
我们知道四福音书是摆在前面
We know that the four Gospels are placed at the front
因为神要让全世界的焦点集中在他的儿子到地上来的目的
Because God wants the whole world to focus on the purpose of his son coming to the world.
所以四福音放在头四本最前面。
So the first four books is about the gospel at the very beginning.
可是我们也知道在四本福音书里面最先写完的不是马太而是马可。
And we also know that out of the four gospels, the first ones to be completed is not Matthew but Mark.
但是排圣经的时候圣灵好像要马太放在第一本而不是把马可放在第一本。
And yet when the book of New Testament was being put together, the Holy Spirit wants Mark to be put the second, but Matthew to be the first.
为什么有这个讲究呢?
Why is there such a detail?
当然有主的特别的重点。
Of course, there's a special focus from the Lord.
因为这一本福音书马太是等于是像创世纪一样的在旧约的第一本书他要开宗明义告诉全世界的人类神到底要做什么。
Because Matthew is just like Genesis. At the beginning, it's going to tell the whole world what is the heart of God, what God is going to do.
在整个圣经的第一本这创世纪里神已经把他的心意向旧约的时代的人来宣告。
In the first book in Genesis of the whole Bible, God has revealed his heart and proclaimed it to the whole world.
到了新约的时代神打发他的儿子来到这个世界向全世界的人类做一个见证。
And so in the New Testament time, God has sent his begotten son into this world and he created this testimony and showed it before the world.
我们平常在听福音的时候给我们一个印象耶稣基督来到这个世界为什么
When we hear the gospel, normally we say, what did Jesus came to this world, what purpose is it for?
我们一般所听见的给我们的印象是耶稣基督到世界来就是为一件事。
The normal impression we get is Jesus came to the world for one purpose.
他来寻找罪人，他为我们死在十字架上，付出 宝血的代价。
He came to the world and seek after the sinners, and he died for us on the cross and shed his precious blood and paid the price.
要把我们从罪与死亡的里面拯救出来。
He saved us from sin and death.
将来不要下地狱，可以上天堂。
And so in the future, we don't need to go to hell. We can go to heaven.
我想这是一般我们做基督徒的时候，我们对耶稣来到这个世界的那一个任务。
I think it's for us Christians, normally this is our understanding for the mission of what Jesus came to the world for.
不错，主到世界来是有这一个部分的目的。
It is true that the Lord came to the world, he has, there is this purpose.
但是这不是神打发他儿子到世界来的终极目的。
And yet this is not the ultimate purpose why God sent his son to the world.
所以你会发现，马太福音就要把这一个神终极的目的来向我们传讲。
So you would discover that in the book of Matthew, God is going to tell us of his ultimate purpose.
你会发现他的信息从开始一直到最后是贯穿的这一本书马太福音。
You will find out this message from the beginning to the end is all in one thread.
这个贯穿的线就是他这本书的最重要的一个特点。
And this thread, from the beginning to the end of this book is the most important feature of this book.
你到其他三本福音书，你找不到这个词汇。
In the other three Gospels, you cannot find these terms, vocabularies.
只有在这本书里面，马太用了。
Only in this book, Matthew has used these.
其他的三本福音书提都没有提这两个字。
In the other three books, never mention these words.
那两个字呢？天国。
This term is the kingdom of heaven.
那英文当然不止两个字了。
And in Chinese is two characters.
在你去查 concordance 的话，
If you look it up in the concordance,
你就会发现天国这个词汇在马太福音里面就完整的使用了32次。
You will realize the phrase or the term the kingdom of heaven is used completely for 32 times.
别的福音书没有提。
You cannot find it in any other gospel books.
所以你就会发现这是这本书的马太要表达的那一个重点。
So you realize this is the point that Matthew wants to get across in this book.
那当然你去看解经的书有各式各样的说法。
Of course, if you look into the other Bible reference books, you will find expository, you will find other explanations.
但是我自己读了很多很多这些之后，我来到一个很简单的结论。
After I have read many of these books, I come to a simple conclusion.
这个结论，不管在圣经里面讲到天国。
This conclusion says, when the Bible, no matter whether it's talking about the kingdom of heaven,
神的国，
or the kingdom of God,
或者你到了启示录，你看到有我主与主基督的国，
or you come to Revelation, is my Lord or the kingdom of Christ.
你注意他用的词，我们中文圣经都是讲到国，在英文圣经他就讲到的 kingdom， 含义在今天的人脑袋里面这两个含义不一样的。
And you know that the word kingdom is used different, means differently in these contexts.
不是，我要比较的是 kingdom 跟 country.
A kingdom and country are two different things.
今天我们讲到一个国的时候，我们想到的像美国、中国、什么国，基本上我们现代人的概念是所谓共和国。
And the Chinese term for the kingdom of heaven is a common word shared with countries. So a lot of times when we hear the term kingdom of heaven, we think about countries, China and America and all these different countries.
但是在圣经里面用这个字的时候，它讲是 kingdom， 它的重点是王国。
And so when the Bible talks about kingdom, it focuses on a kingdom with the king.
对，重点是在那个王。
And the emphasis is on the king.
跟现在的总统、宰相、总理都不一样的概念。
It's different from the concept of having a president or a prime minister in all these different countries.
这个概念，所以现代人所用的词语跟那古时候的人用这个词的词语要表达的那个意思不一样的。
So the term we use now, we have a different understanding from what it used to mean.
所以如果你注意他在讲到不管是天国，他注重的是天国的王。
So when pay attention that when they talk about the kingdom of heaven, it's focusing on the king.
神的国，那要注意的是这个神国的王。
And when they talk about the kingdom of God, it's focusing on the king of the kingdom.
到了启示录讲到我主与主基督的国，那个国也是注意那个基督国谁在这个宝座上。
And this, in the Revelation, it talks about the Lord and the kingdom of Christ, and it's also talking about who is sitting on the throne.
所以，如果你从这个角度来解释这三个词汇的话，就很容易理解了。
If you understand it from this angle, it's very easy to understand these three different terms.
就不会混在一起了。
You will not get them mixed up.
每一次圣经里面从旧约一直讲到新约，最常讲的一个词叫做神的国。
Every time when we look from the Old Testament to the New, the common, most common term is talking about the kingdom of God.
那么神的国的重点就是神做宝座。
The emphasis of the kingdom of God is that king, God is upon the throne.
我们看几节圣经。
Let's turn to a few places in the Bible.
诗篇。
The Psalm.
45篇。
45.
我们看第六节。
We'll look at verse 6.
诗篇四十五篇第六节
Psalms 45 verse 6
神啊你的宝座是永永远远的你的国权是正直的
Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter
所以我想这一句话就很清楚地表明谁坐宝座啊
So these words tell us who is the one who's on the throne
神就是指着 God the Father 这位父神他坐宝座多久啊?
This God that's referring to the God the Father, however long he's going to sit on the throne.
好，永永远远。
It's forever and ever.
所以这是宇宙中最大的国。
So this is the greatest kingdom in the universe.
永远到永远。
From eternity past to eternity future.
那么你再看47篇。
Psalm 47.
第八节。
Verse 8.
神作王治理万国神坐在他的宝座上
47th Psalm verse 8 God reigneth over the heathen God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness
所以你就会看到在这篇诗篇里面也发表同样的一个思想
You see in this psalm it also expresses the same thought
这个坐在宝座上的耶和华神他管理万国
This Lord, Jehovah God, who sits on the throne, he reigns over all nations.
最后诗篇103篇
Finally, Psalm 103.
也有表达同样的思想
It also expresses the same thought.
19节
Verse
19. 耶和华坐在在天上立定宝座，他的权柄统管万有。
Verse 19, the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all.
看到没有？所以你可以看到神的国的概念，它是从永远到永远。
You see the concept of the kingdom of God that is from eternity past to eternity future.
谁坐在这个天国不是这个神国的宝座上呢？耶和华。
Who sits on the throne for this kingdom of God that is the Lord?
宝座在哪里呢？在天上。
Where is this throne? It's in heaven.
对吧？所以他统管。宇宙万物
So he ruleth over all.
这是宇宙中最大的国
It is the greatest kingdom in the universe.
这个大王是谁呢
Who is the greatest king?
神耶和华
That's God, that's the Lord, the Jehovah God.
永远到永远
From eternity to eternity.
那么现在到了马太福音
So when we come to the book of Matthew,
忽然间有一个新的词向这个世界宣布
All of a sudden, this new terms reveal to the whole world.
第一个出来讲的是谁
Who's the first one who's talked about this?
耶稣的先锋
That is the pioneer for Jesus.
施洗约翰
That's John the Baptist.
他在旷野宣布
He was proclaiming in the wilderness.
他讲天国近了你们应当悔改
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
这是刚刚我们念的对吗
This is what we just read.
意思是说
What does it mean?
哎呀大家注意听啊
So listen, you all.
啊，有一个新的国度要出现了。
There's this new kingdom which is going to appear.
近了。
It's close by.
啊，我们如果要明白这个国的话，它的条件是悔改。
If we want to understand its condition, understand this kingdom, this condition is to repent.
对，那么他讲。这个王是谁呢
So he says, who is this king?
不是我
Not me.
虽然他很受大家的欢迎
Even though he was very popular.
啊，大家都从各处四面八方来听他讲道
People from all around come and listen to him.
有的人甚至要认为他是那个 应许的弥赛亚。
People thought, some thought that he was the promised Messiah.
但他说得很清楚，我不是基督。
But he said clearly, he said, I'm not Christ.
有一个在我后面来，他比我大。
The one who's coming, he is greater than me.
我给他解鞋带都不配。
I was not worthy even to untie his shoelace.
对吧？所以他是这个王。
He is this king.
这是他做的见证。
This is his testimony.
然后王来了，半年之后。
And half a year later, the king arrives.
他做一个见证，看哪，神的羔羊。
And he testifies, repent, behold, the Lamb of God.
所以施洗约翰是很清楚的指向那个新的国，新的王。
And so the John the Baptist very clear pointing to that new king and with a new kingdom with a new king.
这是以前没有出现过的。
This has never appeared before.
这个王叫做耶稣。
And this king's name is Jesus.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
然后你会发现。等到耶稣自己出来
and you discover when Jesus came out himself,
他来传道的时候
when he's preaching,
马太福音第四章
and chapter 4 of Matthew,
圣经说有大光照在黑暗里头
and the Bible says there is a great light that comes into darkness.
那么然后这个王就说话了
and the king spoke.
对吧刚刚我们念的他说什么呢
what did he say?
他说天国近了你们应当
He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
所以你会发现耶稣讲的信息跟施洗约翰讲的信息的题目一不一样完全一样
So you realize the message that Jesus preached and the message that John the Baptist preached are they the same? Completely the same.
对吧后来主在地上不但医病赶鬼呼召门徒跟随他
so when the Lord preached not only he healed and he called the disciples to follow him
训练这些门徒
he trained the disciples
他第一批毕业生是12个人
the first class of graduates were the 12
到了第十章他就把这十二个人打发出去
and in chapter 10 he sent the 12 out
那他讲得很清楚、哦、
very clearly he spoke
我们刚刚在第十章念的
we actually read in chapter 10
范围你们出去的时候、啊、外邦的路不要走
and the boundary is very clear don't go unto the Gentiles
撒玛利亚的城不要进
do not enter into the city of the Samaritans
只去一种地方
there's only one kind of place you should go
就是你们自己的弟兄以色列人中间
among your own brothers the Israelites
那什么信息不是你们凭着感觉祷告祷告不是
what kind of message you don't pray for it yourself or depend on your own feeling 所以说
题目也给你定好了
and Jesus said this is the topic you're going to preach
什么题目
what is the topic
天国近了
the kingdom of heaven is at hand
你们要悔改
you need to repent
还是这一篇信息
It's still the same message
这是在马太福音第十章的时候我们刚刚念的
This is what we just read in Matthew chapter 10
好了那你就知道这个信息从施洗约翰开始到主耶稣传道到他打发门徒出去都是讲这一篇信息
So you know that from the beginning from the pioneer the John the Baptist and then to Jesus himself and when he sent out the 12 disciples the same message
那我们就很清楚了
That's clear for us
原来马太要告诉我们什么
So what does Matthew want to tell us?
神打发他的儿子来到这个世界
God sent his son to this world
有一个目的
There is one purpose
什么目的
What is this purpose?
建立天国
To build up the kingdom of heaven
看出来没有
Do you see?
上十字架为我们死为我们流出宝血为我们埋葬为我们复活为什么
To go on the cross to die for us to shed the precious blood for us to resurrect for us What's the purpose? What is the purpose?
不要下地狱
So that you don't go to hell?
将来死后上天堂
Or that you go to heaven after death?
这就是耶稣来到世界的目的吗
Is this the purpose that why Jesus came to this world?
不是这是误解
This is a misunderstanding
耶稣上十字架是达到他目的的方法
Jesus went to the cross is only a process of the way of reaching his purpose
所以这个信息是天国近了
So this message is the kingdom of heaven is at hand
那有的时候我们觉得这个信息可能就是那个时候传一传天国来了行了
So sometimes we feel that this message should be preached at that time and that's okay
不是的
Enough. That's not the case
耶稣在马太福音24章的时候
Jesus spoke in Matthew chapter 24
我们刚刚也念了
We also read just now
耶稣对门徒说
Jesus said to the disciples
你要如果你对24章25章这两章圣经有印象的话
If you have any impression of chapter 24 and 25
那两章圣经是门徒与耶稣之间的 Q&A
Those two chapters are the QA session between Jesus and his disciples.
对，门徒问三个问题。
the disciples asked three questions.
是在圣殿前面问的。
And they were asked before in front of the temple.
这个耶稣说了一个惊人之语。
And Jesus made a shocking remark.
耶稣说，你们看见这个圣殿， 将来没有一块石头留在石头上的。
And Jesus said, you look at this temple, in the future, there's no other one stone upon another stone.
这句话可怕的程度就是你站在白宫前面对跟着人民说， 将来白宫这里没有一块石头留在石头上的。
It will have the same effect if you stand in the White House today and you tell people that there in the future there's not one stone upon another stone.
这叫什么言论？
What kind of a speech would this be?
危言耸听啊，这是反革命言论。And
this is a revolutionary kind of a speech.
懂吗？ 怎么有人胆子那么大？
Who would have the guts?
神的殿。
And pointing to this temple of God.
居然放 大话说没有一块石头要留在石头上，这太可怕了。He
spoke these words that's so scary that there's another one stone not standing another upon another stone.
他们十二个人加上耶稣十三个人下山，然后走到对面的山，橄榄山，就在那个山头上，十三个人坐下来谈话了。
And so 12 disciples plus Jesus, 13 of them went down from the hill from here and went to the other, the Mount Olive, and they were sitting down and talk.
所以门徒就暗暗的来，就是很小心的说， 你刚刚说的事情什么时候发生啊？
So the disciples cautiously approached Jesus and asked, so what you just spoken, when is it going to happen?
所以他们问了三件事。
They asked three things.
第一就是圣殿什么时候一块石头不留在石头上。
So when is it going to happen that there's no stone upon another stone in the temple?
第二,
Second.
中文圣经很不幸翻译成世界的末了，英文圣经不是这样翻的。
And the Chinese translation is a bit unfortunate. It says at the end of the world.
英文圣经翻译 the end of the age. 这个时代什么时候结束啊？
And the English Bible is clearer that it's asking about the end of the age.
世代的末了跟世界的末了是两码子事。
There are two different things when you talk about the end of the world and the end of the age.
今天很多的人在讲明年就是世界的末日，有没有？
And today a lot of people are talking about next year is going to be the end of the world. Have you heard?
这都是误解圣经。
These are all misunderstandings of the Bible.
耶稣讲的是 the end of the age， 就是这一个时代，也就是恩典的时代，新约的时代，什么时候结束？
What Jesus was speaking was about the end of the age, that is the, referring to the New Testament era.
第三个,
when is that going to end?
第三个问题,
the third question.
你再来有什么兆头啊?
What signs that will be when you return?
这是这两章圣经的 Q&A.
That's the QA session for these two chapters.
所以主就在那里回答门徒的三个问题。
So Jesus answered these three questions from the disciples.
那当然主讲了很多了。
Of course the Lord has spoken a lot.
这不是我这次要讲的内容。
That's not the content of what I'm going to talk about this time.
主就讲了好多兆头。
And the Lord spoke of many signs.
中间有一个兆头刚刚我带大家念。
And there is one sign that we just read.
你记得吗？
Do you remember?
主说到这个世代什么时候结束？
The Lord was speaking upon the end of the age, when that is going to end.
有一个兆头。
There is one sign.
就是天国的福音。 要怎么样？
It says,
传遍地极。
The gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world.
对吧？ 然后末期就到了。
And then shall the end come.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
你看到这本书从头一直到尾，
You look at this book from the beginning to the end.
耶稣一直提到天国，天国，天国。
Jesus kept mentioning the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven.
这个时代要结束的时候， 天国的福音必须怎么样？ 传遍地极。
By the end of this age, the gospel of this kingdom of heaven will be preached until all corners of this world.
所以我第一篇信息我给他一个题目，今天早上的这个信息。
So I give my first message a topic, a subject.
叫做 epoch changing message. 我刚刚我们姐妹翻译了。
That's the epoch changing message.
就是改变时代的信息啊。
That is the epoch changing message.
你会发现， 当使徒约翰传这个信息的时候，也正是 epoch changing， 看见出来没有？
You will realize that when John the Baptist was preaching this message, it was an epoch changing time.
因为他出来传的时候，以前没有人传过。
Because when he preached, nobody else preached this before.
那他要引进一个王。
He's going to bring out this king.
把旧约的时代结束了，把新约的时代开始了。
It ends the era of the Old Testament and begins the era of New Testament.
那个信息是什么呢？就是天国近了，你们要悔改。
So what is this message? That is, repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那现在这个王亲自告诉他的门徒。
So now this king tells his own disciples.
现在这我们在的这个时代要结束。
That this era that we are in shall end.
它是怎么结束的呢
？How is it going to end?
把这个信息怎么样传到？
That you are going to preach this message until the ends of the world.
那末期就到了。
Then the end time will come.
所以这不是就是要把这个时代要引进下一个时代吗
？Isn't this era going to bring about the next era?
那我考考弟兄姊妹喽。
Let me test you.
我知道在座的弟兄姊妹属灵圣经根基都是很好的喽。
I know the brothers and sisters have very good foundations upon your Bible.
那下一个时代。圣经是说什么时代
So what is the next era that the Bible tells us?、
啊、
what is that era?
国度老早现在就国度了吗
Kingdom?
什么国度啊
Of course it's kingdom. What kingdom?
那是千年国度的时代
That's the kingdom, kingdom of a thousand years.
对不对所谓千年国国度
That's the kingdom of a thousand years.
这是主耶稣第二次来以后要开始的
This is when Jesus comes the second time that will begin.
所以你会发现这个圣经里面神做事情有旧约的时代有新约的时代有就是说现在是恩典时代下一个国度的时代这就是应该说下一个是千年国度的时代
So you realize from the Bible this is how it's done there was the Old Testament time and era and then it's the New Testament time and then you follow by the era of the kingdom that is the kingdom of the thousand years
Millennium
A millennium
然后千年国度完以后是什么
？So after millennium, what comes after?
新天新地永世，对吧
？It's a new heaven and new earth as eternity.
这个是我们看整个神作为的这个大的大要怎么说？大的时代，大的这个分段。
That's how we look at this big picture of the timeline of how God is working.
因为神做事是有他的时间性的。
Because God's work has his own timetable.
有他的阶段性的。
It comes in different stages.
我们要摸到那个时间的感觉。
We need to touch upon the feeling of the timing.
不可以蒙查查。
We cannot be just confused.
现在我觉得基督徒一个很糟糕的问题就是我们不知道时间是现在是几点钟了。
A lot of times as Christians, we are so bad we don't know what time it is.
我们摸不到神做事的时间。
We don't have the feeling of what God, how God is doing.
一个学生
the timing of it.
一个学生如果不知道现在是几月几号，这是很麻烦的事情。
If a student doesn't know the date, what day and what month it is, then he's in great trouble.
因为很多人知道我们有一个网上的圣经学校叫基督学房。
You know, a lot of you know this, that we have an online Bible school that is the Academy of Christ.
我们现在有一千多个学生。
We have over 1,000 students.
我常常看到学生给我写信，就是老师对不起，我忘记时间，我也没有交作业。
A lot of times as a teacher, I receive this email. Students say, I'm sorry, I forgot about the time, so I forget to turn in my homework.
有的学生告诉我啊，我也忘记时间，我不知道考试，现在已经过了一个礼拜了。
And some student would write to me and say, I forgot the time, then I forgot to take the exam, then it's 1 week or earlier.
意思就是说，你如果做学生的时候，你不知道时间，是你功课该教没有教，该考试没有考试，到时候你也不能毕业。
As a student, if you don't know the time and the date, you don't know when to take a test, when to do your homework, turn in your homework, then you cannot graduate.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天很多的基督徒也不知道神的时间，所以我们天天就是以为天天一样的。
A lot of brothers and sisters, a lot of times we don't know what the time is, what the date is. We just feel one day is no different from another one.
不，天天不一样喽。
Dates are different. One day is different from another.
这是我的第一段，我告诉大家我要讲什么。
So this is my first introduction, telling you what I'm going to talk about.
那我们来看看今年，现在是来到年底了，我们看看今年有什么特色，时间不同喽。
So we come to the end of this year, so let's look at what happened, what's a special event of this year that's different.
去年结束的时候
，At the end of last year,
Time Magazine 出了一个特刊。
There's a special issue from Time Magazine.
他说那个特刊上写的很清楚 The Decade from Hell.
the special issue was titled The Decade from Hell.
我把它剪下来，那是代表作。
I actually cut it out and saved it.
什么意思？
And what does it mean?
从01年一直到10年，十个年头。
From 2001 to 2010, 10 years.
Time Magazine 说，人类历史没有像这十年那么糟糕。
And Time Magazine claims that there's no other time that's as bad as this decade.
所以他把那个十年中地球上所有发生的天灾人祸，统统把它列出一个清单，然后给一个结论，这个叫做从地狱来的十年。
And so they made a list of what happened to disasters from everywhere, whether it's natural disasters or human disasters. They made a list and claimed this is the decade from hell.
那这个十年的第一件事情最醒目全世界震动的是什么？
And so the one that made the top of the list, what is it?
Right, 911在纽约发生的，在 Washington DC 发生的。
Okay. And the 911 event made the top of the list.
从那一天起，十八个人搞了恐怖活动以后。
And from that day, after 18 people make this terrorist event,
全世界都不一样了。
The whole world changed.
你如果还不知道，上趟飞机场你就知道了。
If you're still not aware, you just go to the airport, you will find out.
以前去飞机场是很舒服的进去咯，你还可以送客人，一直送到门口都可以，现在没有了。
In the past, it's easy for you to go to the airport. You can take your friends up to the gate, to boarding gate, but now you can no longer do that.
现在我们想到上机场就头痛。
Now we think about going to the airport, we get a headache.
总有一天裤子要脱下来。
And one day, maybe we have to take off our pants.
对吧？现在鞋子、皮带什么都要脱下来。
We have to take off our shoes, our belts, we have to take off everything.
Really is painful. 每一次进机场就很痛苦，就是从那一天开始的。
And every time you go through the airport, it's a painful event. It's just all started from that one event, one day.
好了，那个叫做从地狱来的十年，他算了一个账。
And so they made an account for this decade from hell.
今年，
this year, 2011.
算一个账。
Let's make an account.
我给他下一个账。算完之后，
I want to summarize.
把十年加在一起，就是今年。
And if you add all the events that happened in that 10 years together, that will be this year.
你们感觉同意吗？
Do you agree?
今年发生多少可怕的事？
How many scary things happened this year?
今年这个 Wall Street 做了一个总账。
This year, Wall Street made a report.
对，他给今年所有的 disaster。
And he claimed that at the end of all these disasters happened this year.
总共的损失是3600亿。
And all the cost of these disasters that brought about is 316 billion.
60 billion. 是一个人类有史以来最大的一年的这个损失。
This is the most expensive year for loss, in terms of loss.
让我们数一数哈。
Let's count.
今年发生多少奇怪的事？
How many strange things happened this year?
现在我要先数的几件事是没有钱，不是用钱算的。
And first, I'd like to count a few things that cannot be counted by money.
圣经有一句话，耶稣说的。
There are these words that's uttered by Jesus in the Bible.
若不是天父允许。没有一只麻雀会从天上掉下来。
If the Heavenly Father did not allow it, not even one sparrow can fall down from heaven.
对吧？你们比麻雀不是更宝贵吗？所以不要忧虑吃什么穿什么。
Are you not more precious than a sparrow? So do not worry what to eat and what to wear.
今年一一年的一月一号 ，New Year.
New Year Day this year, 2011.
天上在阿肯色掉下来6000只牛。
In Arkansas, there are 6,000 birds that fell from the sky.
有没有听说过？
Did you hear about it?
No. Right here. 你有兴趣，我等一下给你看。Arkansas, 那一天1月1号，天上掉下6000只牛。
On New Year's Day, 2011, there's 6,000 birds in Arkansas fell down from heaven.
附近有河，有一大堆的一个鱼种啊，不是很多鱼，就是一个鱼。如果是毒的话，所有的鱼都应该死掉，但是只有一种鱼死掉，也是几百万只。
And there's a nearby, there's a river nearby. There is one kind of fish. If it was poisoned, then all the fish would die, but just one kind of fish died. It was in Arkansas.
然后你会发现这个事情发生在 Pennsylvania, 鸟也掉下来。
And the same thing happened in Pennsylvania.
然后这个事情不但发生在美国、Sweden 也有。
Not only in the United States, but in Sweden, same thing happened.
那我在报纸上就看很多解释咯。
So I read many explanations in the newspaper.
因为天气太冷。
There's one explanation saying because the weather is too cold.
我今年65岁，我经过很多天气很冷的日子啊。
I'm 65 years old this year, and I've experienced many, many cold days.
65岁没有听过因为天气很冷，鸟从天上掉下来冷死了。
I've never heard that because it's so cold that the birds would fall from the sky.
但是这些科学家居然敢解释说这个六千只鸟在阿肯色掉下来是因为太冷，嘣一下。
And these scientists, I don't know how they come up with the explanation that because the weather was too cold that these 6,000 birds fell from the sky.
那我只记得主耶稣那句话，如果不是天父允许，没有一只鸟可以从天上掉下来。
I only remember what Jesus said that if it wasn't for the permission of our Heavenly Father, not even one sparrow would fall from the sky.
那现在有六千只在阿肯色掉下来。告诉我们 一重要的事。
Now there are 6,000 that fell from the sky. It tells us of one important thing.
然后到了不多久，在加州的 Redondo Beach, 洛杉矶。
Not long after in California, Redondo Beach.
也是有几百万只的鱼啊 ，belly up 在 beach 上面。
And there are thousands of fish went belly up on the beach.
所以整个的 beach 是 white， 为什么不是 white sand， 是 white belly？
The whole beach was covered in white color because of the white belly of the fish, not sand.
没有人可以解释为什么。
No one can explain why.
然后。
And then.
就是311。
And then that's the 311.
什么叫做311？
So what is 311？
还记得吗
？Do you still remember？
九级的大地震。
And that's the big earthquake of magnitude 9.
然后大海啸。
And that's the tsunami.
两拳已经够惨了，然后还有第三拳。核外泄，核能外泄。
And then there are two blows, and then there's the third, there's the radiation coming out.
这是人类第一次这么惨。
This is the first time that disaster has gone so bad in human history.
以前有发生的事情是海啸、地震，但是没有第三权，连核能一起都爆出来。
In the past.A disaster of earthquake and tsunami happened together before, but never the third one that followed about the nuclear radiation that came out.
这是人类第一次有完整的记录，从之前、当中、之后，从空中、从路上、从海上把它照下来，你在 Internet 上到今天还可以看。
And this is the first time we have a complete record of it from the event, the beginning, the middle, at the end. It was taken from the sky as a bird's eye view of the whole thing happened.
在那个整个这个事件中间最形象的一句话。
In this whole mess, there's one most described a word.
Dramatic description.
Dramatic description.
就是当那些人看见自己的家都是百万金元的大 beachfront property。
When these people are looking at their own home by the beachfront, these million-dollar houses.
一辈子辛辛苦苦赚来的。
They have saved up for their whole lives.
然后大家大喊，哇，哇，哇。
They were just exclaiming.
不动产也会动哦。
The unmovable, the real estate can move too.
Real estate, finally not real anymore. 这是最形象的了。
This is the most dramatic.
然后。海地的大地震、Christchurch 新西兰的大地震。
And there's the Christchurch New Zealand, the great earthquake, Christchurch.
对不对？然后就有这个美国有说不完的大旋风，旋的是美 Midwest 基本上我看都空掉了。当然没有那么惨，但是很形象的一个说法。
There's a great tornadoes twisters in the Midwest in the middle of America.
美国今年最稀奇的事情，从来不地震的地方地震。
And in the United States, the most strange thing, the places that never had earthquakes before, now it had an earthquake.
应该震贵加州的，贵加州没有震。
And It should shake California, but California didn't shake.
那个百年不住不不会地震的地方，从来没有想过这个地方会地震的，结果地震了。
But the other places when they never experienced earthquakes before for hundreds of years, but now they experience earthquakes.
美国的 Maine 就是东那个 New England 地方不应该有 subtropical 这个大台风的，哎，居然台风吹到那里去，搞得他们是鸡飞狗跳，房子也没有，路也没有，船这个桥也没有了。
And in Maine, where they never had subtropical these hurricanes, now they have these great storms that they lost their the roads, the boats and the houses.
那都是发生在今年。几月？八月、九月的时候。
These all happened around August, September this year.
我永远忘不了的是。
I can never
forget. 地震之后，我去 DC 讲道。
After the earthquake, I went to preach in Washington DC.
那个时候 ，DC 两个最有纪念性的东西裂掉了，因为地震。
There were two monuments in DC, the two most famous ones. It was also had cracks because of the earthquakes.
一个是华盛顿纪念碑，那个很高很高的裂了。
Washington Monument, it's also have cracked.
一个是美国历届总统都要去参加的那个大的教堂，是国家教堂，上面的尖顶啪掉下来了，其中的一根。有两根，一根掉下来了。
One of the two staples of the national big church in that place also fell down. One of them fell down.
这都是非常 symbolic 的，神要借着这些重要的标记物来向这个世界或者向这个国家传达一个信息。
God used these symbolic objects to give a message to the world.
然后我去讲到的时候，那正好 Irene 那个大台风啊 ，Irene。从东岸吹啊，从南边一直传达一个信息。
God used these symbolic objects to give a message to the world.
然后我去讲到的时候，那正好 Irene 那个大台风啊 ，Irene 从东岸吹啊，从南边一直吹到 Maine 去了。
And so when I was there, it was a time when the hurricane Irene was passing through from the bottom to Maine.
纽约从来不 shut down， 那次纽约 Bloomberg 市长说整个subway shut down。
And the New York, where they never shut down the market that day, the Bloomberg market was also shut down.
有姐妹打电话给我，彭弟兄啊，你不要去了，你去就回不来了。
And a sister called me on the phone and said, "Brother Pong, don't go there because you won't be able to leave."
我里面感觉很重，我说我一定要去。
And I have a heavy burden inside. And I said, "I have to go."
是去了那边是大台风。
It's true. When I went there, it was very stormy.
聚会的时候绝对没有风。
But amazingly, at the time of the meeting, there was no storm.
居然会回家睡觉，大台风吹哦，吹得要死。
When I go back home and sleeping, and there was a great storm.
我躲在那个弟兄的家里，我就祷告说：“主啊，不要像我们西雅图那一次，十棵树倒在一个房子上。”
And I was praying in that brother's house. I said, "Don't be like that time in Seattle. 10 trees fell on the same house."
现在你出门，你不知道你要碰到什么事。
Now you go out, you don't know what you're going to encounter.
有天灾，有人祸。
There's natural disasters and man-made ones.
那今年如果你是玩股票的人，你心脏还在，心脏病发作了没有
？And if you're a stock player, then do you have your heart disease, heart attack?
对，你看那个股票哦，从来没有看过这么恐怖的，一天掉下去600点，第二天又跳上来400点，就这么 like a yo-yo， 呜呜呜呜呜这样子干的。
The trends of the stock will go up and down like a yo-yo. One day it drops 600 points, the other day it climbs 400 points. It's never so dramatic before.
对吧？连专家都跌破眼镜。
Even the experts cannot predict that.
到今天到现在。
Even up to today, now.
我们都不知道欧洲要发生什么事。
We don't know what's going to happen in Europe.
它可以要么整个欧洲欧元崩溃。
The whole euro dollars may collapse.
要么就产生一个敌基督来控制整个变成 United States of Europe.
Or maybe the Antichrist will stand out and control the whole euro market.
否则那地方是那是解不开的结。
Otherwise, it's a knot that cannot be untied.
是没有办法的。如果有办法，老早就解决了。
And there's no solution. If there was one, it would have been solved already.
每一件事情都在那 drag， 没有 solution.
Everything was just dragging on. There's no solution.
敝国，我们的国家在这里，我们是现在天天在这里，也是
好不到哪里去。
Our own country, where we are now, that's not much better.
对吧？
Isn't that true?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们现在所处的，如果基督徒没有感觉，外邦人倒比我们还有感觉，他们起码拍了好多电影说世界末日到了。
Brothers and sisters, what we are experiencing now, if as Christians we have no feeling, we are worse than the Gentiles, at least they are making movies of the end of the world.
对不对？这个现在最震动世界的电影就是2012年12月21日。
Now the well-known movie, it's about the end of the world, 2012, December 21st.
对。基督徒只能出现一个伟大的牧师，就是贵加州的牧师，讲了今年讲了两次世界末日。
And California, we have this well-known preacher. He talked twice about the end of the date of the end of the world.
就有一大堆人相信他的话。
A lot of people actually believe his words.
所以，谎言有人相信，真理没有人要注意。
And lies are believed by many, but yet nobody's paying attention to the truth.
你会发现，教会发生什么情形
？You would realize what's going on in the church.
我把这个简报也剪下来，你们有兴趣，等一下可以看。
And if you're interested, you can come and take a look at the newspaper cover.
这一个上面是讲到基督徒在祷告，哎呀，上帝救我们。
It's talking about the Christians praying, the asking for God for help.
下面的标题 ，Churches find end is nigh.
Churches find end is nigh, end is close.
就是教会的末日终于到了。
So the church is finding the end is nigh.
这是 Wall Street Journal.
This is from the Wall Street Journal.
当然就吸引我的眼睛，我就注意读了，好好把它读完了。
So it caught my attention. I read carefully.
他讲什么
？What is it talking about?
这都是今年啊，不是以前的旧闻。今年。
It's actually this year's news, not in the past.
他说，我们大家都知道，2008年 financial tsunami 以后啊，银行倒闭，企业倒闭。这个那个我们大家都知道。
We all know what happened in the year 2008. There's the closing of banks and the financial institutions, financial tsunami. We all know what happened.
那房地产垮掉，我们也都知道。
And the collapse of the real estate market.
但是很少人注意到，很多美国的教会也垮掉。
Not many people paid attention that a lot of churches in the United States also collapsed.
他这篇文章就告诉我们。那你们知道洛杉矶一个最伟大的教堂叫做 Crystal Chapel 吗
？And you know that the greatest church in Los Angeles is called the Crystal Chapel.
我七年到美国来留学。
When I came to the United States to study from Taiwan,
那个时候人家带我到的第一站就是第一站是旧金山，第二站是洛杉矶啊。
The first stop I made in San Francisco, and the second point I stopped is Los Angeles.
洛杉矶的弟兄带我去参观洛杉矶，中间有一个景点就是 Crystal Chapel.
The brothers in Los Angeles gave me a tour around the area. The second point we stopped was this Crystal Chapel.
那当然是很漂亮的一个礼拜堂。
It's a very beautiful church building.
那有名的牧师叫做 Robert Schuller.
And Robert Schuller is the well-known preacher there.
对吧？每礼拜天他都在电视上向全美国讲道。
Every Sunday he would preach on TV for the whole United States.
你们知道什么事情发生在 Crystal Chapel 吗
？Do you know what happened with at Crystal Chapel?
当然你们也不看报，当然也不晓得。
Of course you don't read the newspaper, so you don't know what happened.
我这种不属灵的传道人会看报的。
Of course, me as an unspirit, not very spiritual preacher, I read the newspaper.
报纸上告诉我们，去年这个时候 ，file chapter 11 倒闭了。
The newspaper tells us that the church filed chapter 11.
那他 Wall Street 就说，那只是冰山的一角。
And the Wall Street Journal tells us it's only one little corner of the iceberg.
像那样的情形，从 tsunami 到现在，一连发生197家。
And from the financial tsunami to now, 197 churches have filed bankruptcy.
对，负债额。
And the debt amount.
是105 million，也就是说。
105.7 million.
对。
多少钱 ？Debt amount.
1亿多嘛，啊，就是这197间教会欠银行1亿多的。在
The collective debt of these 197 churches together, they own the bank over 105 million dollars.
对，这里最这篇文章的最伤心的一句话是这么说的。
And the saddest thing that they quoted here.
他说 ，bankers.
Bankers and lenders typically
reluctant to foreclosure on God. 我翻译一下，就是银行家跟这些资本家很勉强的强制 foreclosure 怎么翻啊？ For 你付不出那个银行贷款，银行把你房子收回啊，拍卖啊，把你抢，这叫做 foreclosure。 他说他们 foreclosure on God， 这些都是上帝的财产，他们银行家把它强制收回了。
And these are God's property, and now they are foreclosing on God, God's property. The banks has to take them back.
满脸羞愧啊！
It's truly shameful.
神的家要向这个世界做什么见证？
The house of God, what kind of testimony is this before the world?
神是 riches, 对不对？
God is the
全丰全足的神哦。
He is the God of Almighty, with all encompassing God.
可是今天。在我们的基督教的大环境里头，我们的见证是 prosperity， 借钱花，神会祝福你的。
And yet, in the Christian Christian world, that we say we preach about prosperity, but we go and borrow money, and God will lend you, will give you money.
有一个 prosperity 的牧师这样子说。
And there is a preacher who's preaching this prosperity gospel says.
你如果在这个教会奉献的话。
If you're going to offer in this church,
我保证七年翻本。
I will guarantee you in 7 years you will gain double.
对，那个教会自从牧师做这个宣告以后，他们奉献箱就成倍的增长。
In that church, after this preacher given this claim, that the church number members had grown manyfold.
猜猜看，七年后。什么事情在这个教会发生？
Guess what happened after 7 years in this church?
找不到牧师了。
They cannot find the preacher anymore.
那个钱已经跟牧师一起到南美洲去了。
And the money has gone with the preacher to the South America.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个世界。
This world.
这个宗教的世界。
This religious world.
来麻木神的儿女。
It tries to numb the children of God.
用这种所谓的成功神学来哄骗神的儿女。
It uses this prosperity theology to fool the children of God.
从70年代一直到现在，你可以看到所有的基督教最人最多的地方，基本上都是传讲成功神学的教会。
From the time of the 70s till now, you look at the churches where they have the most people, the most crowd. That's basically they are preaching the gospel of prosperity.
人蜂拥而至。
And the people would just go towards it.
如果你要讲做耶稣的门徒背十字架舍己，变卖所有，三小只小猫三只，没有人要听的。
If you are preaching about following the Lord, pick up your cross and to sell all your properties, you won't find many people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
现在
now,
神就报应。
God will reward.
现在所有你看见的事情，就应验希伯来书所说的，我要震动地，我也要震动天。
You will see everything that's happening just like what Hebrew says that God will shake the earth and will shake the heavens.
地是所有物质的事情。
This earth is referring to all the materialistic things.
天就是指所有属灵所谓属灵的事情。
And the heavens is referring to all the so-called spiritual things.
不但世界没有信主的人被震动，连所谓信主的人也要被震动。
Not only the ones who don't believe the Lord are shaken, and also those who believe in the Lord are shaken too.
然后在这个大震动的时代里头，
Now in this time of great shaking,
主耶稣说，
The Lord Jesus said,
唯有不被震动的才能够永远长存。
And only those who are not shaken will last forever.
什么是不被震动的呢？
What is it that cannot be shaken?
这就是马太福音要告诉我们的。
That's what Matthew is telling us.
天国近了，你们要悔改。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
只有他的儿子所坐的这个宝座，他所带进来的这个国度，是存到 永远的。
Only the throne that his son is sitting on and the kingdom that he brings about can last forever.
凡是借着上帝的名做的是自己人自己想象的工作的，都要被震动。
All the work that you're going to do in the name of the Lord, all that will be shaken.
然后你就会发现有很多的东西存留不下来，通通被震掉了。啊，不动产也会动哦。
And you find out a lot of things will be shaken, and you find out the real estate will be shaken also.
所以我们现在在什么时代？
What kind of era we're in?
我觉得我们现在就是在，我们都知道主要回来，但是在主回来之前是什么时代？
What kind of era that we're in? We know the Lord is coming soon, but what era that we're in?
这个时代，神要算账。
And this is the time God is going to hold us accountable.
当然，我们都知道将来有审判的宝座，有基督的台前，那个算账，有一个是在云上，一个是在天上。
And we know that in the future there is the throne of the judgment throne that's in the heavens that is coming.
但是在现在我们在地上的时候，你已经看见这个审判正在进行。
And yet on earth today, you can see this judgment is going on now.
你会发现它在那边剧烈的震动。
You will find this very dramatic shaking.
物质的世界有地震在震。
And the physical world is being shaken.
经济的世界有这个股票在那里震。
And in the financial world, the stocks are being shaken.
房地产也在那里垮。
And the real estates are collapsing.
道德
Morals,
巨大的崩溃
It's a great immense collapse.
你看今天美国的情形
You look at the situation now in the United
States. 你看其他国家的情形都是一样
You look at other countries.
整个这个事情这个世界最大的危机还不是经济的危机也不是这个地震天灾的危机最大的危机是道德的破产
The greatest crisis in the world is not the physical shaking or the financial crisis. It's the collapsing of the moral standards.
当道德破产的时候
When the morals is bankrupt.
政治家讲话不算数，银行家讲话不算数，都在那里用大陆的术语忽悠老百姓啊。
The politicians are not speaking the truth. The bankers are not speaking the truth. They are all trying to pull the wool over the people's eyes.
It's a good one.
Thank you.
教会传道人也在忽悠神的儿女。
Even the preachers in church, they are trying to pull the wool over the children of God.
就像旧约的时代。神责备那些所谓的先知说平安了平安了其实没有平安了
Just like in the Old Testament time when the prophets are trying to say this is peace, there's peace, but there is no peace, or there was no peace.
那些都是假福音啊。
That's the false gospel.
我们心里要有数。
We need to know it in our hearts.
我们就在这个当儿就在这个时段
We are at this instant. We are at this moment.
好，在这个信息第一次传出来，也就是施洗约翰的时候。
When this message was first preached at the time of John the Baptist.
那是也是世界最黑暗的时候，因为有神有四百年没有说话。
That is the darkest moment in this world because God has not spoken for
400 years. 虽然外面来讲有大的圣殿，有大祭司，有。有祭物有节日有 tradition 上千年的这个传统他们都在那里过宗教的生活
even hourly they have this great temple they have the high priest they have the feast they have the offerings the sacrifices all the traditions hourly they have the religious practices
人看这是宗教繁荣的时代
and people in people's view it's a prosper time for the religion
但是圣经给他的注解是耶稣说的话最清楚了你们把我父的家变成贼窝。
And the footnote from the Bible that Jesus has made at this point is very clear that you have turned the house of my father into the den of the thieves.
在最黑暗的时候，神的信息是什么
？At the darkest moment, what is God's message?
天国近了，你们要悔改。
Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
今天。我们来到二十一世纪。
Today we come to the 21st century.
你也看到，我们现在是处在大概人类最黑暗的时代，又临到我们这个时代了。
And you see, you can almost see that this is the greatest, darkest moment again is coming to human history.
外面的世界是黑暗的，连 我们基督教的世界也是黑暗的。
The world outside is dark, but even within Christians, this world is also dark.
那神的信息是什么？
So what is the message from God?
还是这一篇。
It's the same.
天国近了。
Repent.
你们要悔改。
For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
斧子已经放在树根上了。
The axe is upon the root of the tree.
凡不结好果实的树子都要砍下来。这是这个时代的要听见的信息。
The trees that are not bearing good fruit will be taken down. This is the message that this era needs to hear.
我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改。
I baptize you in water.
但在我以后来的，比我能力还要大，他是用圣灵与火来施洗。
The one who comes after me, who is greater than me, he's going to baptize you in fire and in
spirit. 他手里有一个簸箕。
And there is
a
winnow that he is in his hand.
他要扬进他的场。
And he's going to blow his floor.
他要把糠皮与麦子分开。
He's going to separate the chaff from the grains.
糠皮也是跟麦子原来是在一起的。
And chaff and the grain were originally together.
分不开的。
They cannot be separated.
但是这位天国的王来，他要做一件事。
And yet this king of the kingdom of heaven come, and he's going to do one thing.
他要把糠皮翻成一群，把麦子分成一群。
He's going to separate the chaff from the grain.
这就是圣灵与火的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit and the fire.
它是一个风。
He's like a wind.
它要吹起来。
He's going to blow.
然后它要把这一个分不开的分开。
He's going to separate the inseparable.
然后把那个糠皮用不灭的火烧尽。
He's going to burn away this chaff from the indestructible fire, unquenchable fire.
所以我们要听这个信息。
We're going to listen to this message.
我们要注意听。
We need to pay attention.
我们需要悔改。
We need to repent.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
因为在最黑暗的时候。
Because in the darkest moment.
多少人失业没有盼望的时候。
And many people are lost and they have no hope.
在疾病中，在饥饿中，在一切都好像垮掉的失望的里头。
In sickness and hopelessness and in hunger and when all things seems hopeless and bankrupt and collapsed.
你有福音要传给这样的世界。
You have the good news for this world.
2000年前是如此。
2000 years ago it was like this.
今天在你儿子第二次回来之前还是如此。
Today is the same way just before your son returns.
主啊，你要我们听见天国近了。
Lord,
我们应当悔改。
You want us to hear this message, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
所有外表的，你都要挪去。
All the outward things will be removed.
那个真实的，有真实属灵生命的，能够长存。
What's true and what's the ones that with the true spiritual life will last forever.
那个天国是长存的。
This kingdom of heaven will last forever.
主，求你给我们能够有听见的耳朵。
Lord, give us ears that can listen.
因为听见的人是有福的。
Because blessed are those who can hear.
求你祝福我们这次在山上的聚集。
May you bless our gathering here on the mount here.
你继续向我们每一个人心里面来说话。
Continue to speak to the depths of our hearts.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.